Through his precise kinesthesiological testing for truth versus falsehood, he's calibrated the approximate number of people whose energy is at or below the level that weakens. I'd like you to consider his findings and conclusions relative to your impact on civilization. Dr. Hawkins suggests that it's crucial for each of us to be aware of the significance of raising our frequency of vibration to the level where we begin to match up with the energy of the universal source, or in other words, make our connection to the power of intention. One of the most fascinating aspects of this line of research is the idea of counterbalancing. High-energy people counterbalance the negative effects of low-energy people, but it doesn't happen on a one-to-one basis because of that 87% of humanity that's in the lower weakening frequencies. One person connected to intention, as I've described it here in this book, can have an enormous impact on many people in the lower energy patterns. The higher up the scale you move toward actually being the light of enlightenment and knowing God consciousness, the more negatively vibrating energies you can counterbalance. Here are some fascinating figures from Dr. Hawkins' research for you to contemplate as you review the impact you can have personally on humanity simply by being on the higher rungs of the ladder to intention. One individual, he says, who lives and vibrates to the energy of optimism and a willingness to be non-judgmental of others will counterbalance the negativity of 90,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. Also, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all of life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. One individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of illumination, bliss, and infinite peace will counterbalance the negativity of 10 million people who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. And he suggests that there are approximately 22 such sages alive today. And finally, one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of grace, pure spirit, beyond the body, in a world of non-duality or complete oneness, will counterbalance the negativity of 70 million people who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. There are approximately 10 such sages alive today. And finally, here are two compelling statistics offered by Dr. Hawkins in his 29-year study on the hidden determinants of human behavior. One, and listen to this carefully, one single avatar living at the highest level of consciousness in this period of history to whom the title Lord is appropriate, such as Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, and Lord Jesus Christ, would counterbalance the collective negativity of all of mankind in today's world. And secondly, the negativity of the entire human population would self-destruct were it not for the counteracting effects of these higher energy fields. This is very important information for you to be aware of, that just raising your energy level can impact those around you in a profound way in this world, and we need more and more people to connect to intention. The implications of these figures are immense for discovering ways of improving human consciousness and raising ourselves to the place where we match up with the same energy of intention from which we were all intended. By raising your own frequency of vibration just slightly to a place where you regularly practice kindness, love, and receptivity, and where you see beauty and the endless potential of good in others as well as yourself, you counterbalance 90,000 people somewhere on this planet who are living in the low energy fields of shame, anger, hatred, guilt, despair, depression, and so on. With these words, Mahatma Gandhi sums up this chapter on how we can impact the world by staying connected to that which intended us here in the first place. Quote, "We must be the change we wish to see in the world. By being it, we connect to the eternal part of us that originates in infinity." This whole idea of infinity and coming to grips with how it affects our ability to know and employ the power of intention is vastly mysterious. It's the subject for the final chapter in part one of this program. We'll explore infinity from a body and a mind that begins and ends in time, yet somehow knows that the I that is in here has always been and always will be.